Zog de Gemara, Daf Kuf Omer Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Omer Rove, Toich Gimel Rabbonon, Toich Hanocha Al Gabi Mashu. So Toich Gimel Rabbonon, Rashi says, we're referring to the Rabbonon that argue on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, when a person is Zorik, he throws something from a Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, going through Rishus HaRabim, so Rabbi Akiva holds Klut Kamisha Uncha, that being through the Rosh Hashanah, it's as if it's Hunach in the Rosh Hashanah, and Yechayev for Hoitza. But Rabbanon do not hold of Klut Kamisha Uncha Domye. So you might think that even though Rabbanon do not hold of Klut Kamisha Uncha, but within Gimel they hold of Lavud, and considered that Toch Gimel, it will be considered that it's Munach, if it passes through. Obviously, the hold of love and call it Tarikula. But the din of Klut Mishuncha that they argue on, maybe Tosh Gimel, Afazoi Vait, they consider it yes munach? Zog Dimon, no. Tosh Gimel Rabbonon, Tosh Hanocha Gabi Mashu. You still have to have Hanocha Gabi Mashu. It's not enough when it's within the three Tvachim airspace of the four. It has to be Munach.
Lovud doesn't help in that case.
Lovud won't help in that case. It doesn't mean that they don't hold of Lovud. But the din of Hanocha, you need Hanocha Gabi Mashu, and Tuch Gimel is not going to help. Klut Gimishuncha is a much bigger Chiddush. You don't even need Lovud. It could be up there, it could be much higher than that. But Tuch Gimel Rabbonon, Tuch Hanocha Gabi Mashu. Now the Nafkamina, Rashi says in the bottom, Alomdash Nafkamina. That means if a person throws something, so Yechayev Chatos if you're a Shoygik. Let's say you realize what you're doing before the Maisa Hanocha. So then it's not Chilosei V'Soifa B'Shoygeg. So if you say Tuch Gimel is considered Munach, so if you remembered when it hits within two Tvachim of the ground that what you did wrong, it's if it's Munach, that's really passe, it's after the Maisa. It's after the Hanocha. After the Hanocha, it's not going to make it that it's not Chilosei V'Soifa B'Shoygeg. It was Chilosei V'Soifa B'Shoygeg. But if you say so if he reminds himself, oops, what did I do? It's Shabbos, it's also what I'm doing. And it's within two tvachim of the ground. It's still not considered munach. So it's not soifoy shkoga. It's soifoy mezit. So you will not be chai v'chatos. So Rashi, nafkamina, lezerik dalal ames, ukshiba lanuach, v'igia l'tech gimel, nizkar shigose ach lenoch, so he's potter. Ach te tchilose v'soifoy shkoga. That it's already considered munach before he remembered. And that would be the nafkamina of Tzorach Hanocha Gabi Mashu. I mean, there's other nafkaminas. Nafkamina is if it got burnt, it was taken away by a kelev. There's other nafkaminas that the Hanocha didn't take place yet. If the Hanocha didn't take place, if someone else took it, then he'd, Shnaim Shasua, he didn't do the Maisa Hanocha. But Rashi is saying the nafkamina in the Gabi, the din of Shkoga. Zog de Gemara, Yosef Mereima, Vekomel Lo Shmaitza, Omel Ravina Le Mereima, Ravina told Mereima, Daf Kufa Medeiz, Lav Hainu Mas Nisin, meaning, our Mishnah we had, that if someone throws something, Chutz the Dalet Amis, and it was Nisgalgel, B'Toich Dalet Amis, so we said Yechayev, and Rabbi Yochanan explained, V'husha nocha gabi mashu. Now, v'omer Rabbi Yochanan, v'husha nocha gabi mashu. Why did Rabbi Yochanan require nocha gabi mashu? Why didn't he say that Toch Gimel is considered kamunach? So we see clearly in the Mishnah that you need a nocha gabi mashu. Assuming right now the Mishnah is talking about that you're zerik something, lavdafka is rolling on the floor, the loshem is galgal means rolling, but you're throwing something, so it says clearly that you need a nocha gabi mashu. It's not enough that it's within Gimel. Because we said over there in the Mishnah that it went out of the five, so you throw Zerik Dalet Amis, and then it came back and it went to three. So why a chayv? Because it was nocha gabi mashu. So if nocha gabi mashu, we see you need a nocha gabi mashu. Even Toch Gimel doesn't help. Oh, my lady, there's no raya from the Mishnah. Mizgalgal kamrit. Mizgalgal ain't seifel anuach. When something is rolling, it's not meant to be nach. when something is betoich gimel about to land, so maybe over there you do not require a hanocha al gabi mashu. Mash enke ba mizgalgu, it's like a ball that's rolling on the floor. Something that's rolling is not about to land. Something that's rolling is going to continue rolling. So mizgalgu is different. Mizgalgu yitake nida hanocha al gabi mashu. Ein sef lenuach. Aval hai, but when something is about to land, so maybe you do not require nocha al gabi mashu. Maybe Tech Gimel is sufficient. Aval hai came to Sefer Nuach, Avagad Loinach, Commander Nach Domi, Kamash Melon, that even by something that's not Mizgalgu, even something that's about to land, Tech Gimel, you still need Anocha Gabi Mashu. Rabbonon that argue on Rebbe Kiva, by Kluta, still need Anocha Gabi Mashu. Now, the Medayik in his Rashi, Rashi says, Mizgalgu Ka'amrit. Rashi says, "Dover sharuach megalgaloi ba'avir kamrit." Something that's rolling in the air, like a beach ball that's going and rolling in the air. Over there, of course, it's not sofel anuach. Is mashma that it's something that's rolling on the floor? Rashi says, "Avir." Why is Rashi say avir? Rashi could have said, "Dover shemis galgal ala karka." So maybe ala karka would yes be considered munach. So others say no, it still has to be noch mit nuosa. Is it bekveg and afdalent that discusses these two nukudas? Is it dafka ba'ave or even bekarka? Zok the Mishnah. Hazarik beyam arba ames potter. If someone is zarik in a yam we said is a carmelis. So if you zarik dalad ames in a carmelis, you potter. Dalad ames in a shusram yichayev. But a yam is not a shusramim. Yam is a carmelis. If there was a puddle of water, and the people, the shusarabim, go through this puddle, then already has a shame with shusarabim. People walk through the puddle, so Mele has a shame with shusarabim. If he's zerik dalaramis in this puddle, yechayev. That's like zerik dalaramis in shusarabim. What's called the rekak mayim that people walk through it? Pachas masorat tvachim. It has to be less than 10 tvachim. If it's 10 tvachim deep, most people don't walk through a puddle 10 tvachim deep. They don't want to get wet until their knees. So a mela, it has to be less than 10 tvachim. Then it could be a puddle that can be considered a reshus rabim. Then the Mishnah finishes off. Rekak mayim v'reshus rabim ha'leches boy ha'zorik b'techet l'alam eschayiv, which is repetitious, which the Gemara is going to ask. Why does it say twice the same thing again? Rekak mayim v'reshus rabim ha'leches boy. If you zog b'teche dalal ames yechayev. Now Rashi says, "V'kama rekak mayim, kama oimkoi. How deep is it? The name akati reshus rabimi that is still can be considered reshus rabim. V'loy nase carmelis, and it doesn't turn into a carmelis. Is mashma from Rashi that if let's say it's more than that, if it's more than yutvachim, it turns into a carmelis." Why does it not turn into a Rishus HaYochid? Rashi is saying, how not deep could it be that Rabim HaMahalach boy, that it still could be considered a Rishus HaRabim and not turn into a Carmelis? Chara would say, if it's 10, then it should turn into a Rishus HaYochid. Why does Rashi say Carmelis? So the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Mem Hei explains and he says, the pshat is, the reason it doesn't become a Rishus HaYochid is even if it's deep 10, is because the Shipua is not betoich arba amos. It has to be a shipua toich dalal amos, like we said before by Tehillah Mislaket. So since it's not within the dalal amos that it turns into 10, so it doesn't turn into reshus hayochid, and rather it will become a carmelis. Others say to be showing him, he brings the ritvot says that the rekak taka becomes a reshus hayochid. But Rashi over here is saying clearly it's a carmel. It would have been a carmelis.
Zok the Gemara.
Rabbonon told Rav as follows. Bishlemi hiluch hiluch tre zimna. The Mishnah says twice the word hiluch. First it starts off, imhoi rekak mayim b'shus rabim mahaleches boy. People walk through it. Yizorik l'techad al ramz yichayif. And then it says again, u'shus rabim mahaleches boy. Rekak mayim d'shus rabim mahaleches boy. Yizorik dal ramz chayif. So mahaleches twice, the repetitious hiluch, I understand. Why? Hokamashvalon, hiluch ha'idei etchak shmei hiluch, that if a person goes through something, even though it's al-dei atchak, even though it's not so comfortable, it's not so
so used by people, it's still called a hiluch. But that's only when you walk through something that's not so comfortable. But tashmish ayde etchak, lo yishmei tashmish. Only by hiluch ayde etchak, we say it's called a hiluch. But tashmish, meaning, if you have, let's say, a ditch, a guma, that's 9 tfachim in the Rishus Rabim, even though I can use it and hide things in there, that's not called a tashmish, to be considered a Rishus Rabim, like an omutes. An omutes that Rabbi Mame Katvin Olov is called Rishus Rabim. If you have something that's 9 tfachim tall, 10 is Rishus Yochid. But 9 is very usable, user-friendly. You use it in Rishus Rabim, I hang my hat on there, I hang my jacket on there. It's a pole that's 9. But something that's deep 9, so it's a tashmish, that's not called a tashmish. That's not going to make the pit that's 9 into Rishus Rabim, even if people use it. Because tashmish, lo yishmei tashmish. Mashenkin by hiluch, the fact that people walk through it, even though it's ayde etchak, it's still considered a hiluch. So that's why it tells me this chiddush. That even a hiluch ayde etchak, not just a comfortable hiluch, even though it's not so gishmak. For hiluch, it's called a hiluch harabim. For tashmish, it won't be called a tashmish harabim. El rekak rekak trei zimne lomali. What do you need to tell me twice? Imoy rekak ma'im rishus ram alechus boy. And then again, rekak ma'im rishus ram alechus boy. What are we repeating repetitions, the word rekak twice? Zog the Gemara to tell me the chiddush in the puddle. Lomali, zog the Gemara, chad b'moy sachame v'chad b'moy sakshomim. It could be a puddle in the summer and a puddle in the winter. Utzricha. If it only say once, Havamina, I would say, Harmilim b'moisachamo. In the summer, where people are sweltering from heat, Davide inch the mazgal akuge nafshayu. People go through the puddle to cool themselves off. Before you had other places to cool yourselves off, like air conditioned rooms, you go through a cold puddle or a puddle in the outside, it's a body of water, so you cool yourself off. So maybe that's why it's called a tashmish. It's a hiluchamin. So it's takashal rabim. In the moisachamo, avoy moisakshomim loy. But in the winter where it's chilly, why would you go through a cold to a puddle? V'yashminam b'moisakshomim. If it say moisakshomim, the chevin the metanfa. If it only say moisakshomim, I would say because you're anyway soiled. You're walking in the winter. Your shoes, your boots are soiled and stained from the rain and from the snow and from the slush. So you metanfa. So leichbeslu. So I don't care to go through this puddle. But in the summer, where your shoes are not stained and soiled, so maybe you would not go through it. So you need a kak kak trei zimna, that in Yemoisa Chama and in Yemoisa Kshomim, it's considered a ma'isi hiluch, and it makes it into a hiluch shel rabim. Zog the Gemara, Abaya Omar, another teretz. Itzrich. You need to tell me a kak trei zimna. Salk daitach, you would say, ha nimili hechadoli havadalad amis. I would say, when do we say that the rekak mayim is considered the hiluch shel rabim? When it's not 4 amos wide. If it's not 4 amos wide, so then people go through it. I go through it. I don't look at it as a big body of water. No sane person walks through a big body of water. You don't walk through a lake. You go around the lake. So when does it become a body of water that you say, I'm not walking through this? So when it's not wide 4 amos, so when it's not wide 4 amos, I don't mind going through it. Aval hechad avadalad amos, but if it's wide 4 amos, then akufe makfile. Yes, it's a bigger detour because it's wide 4 amos. But that's adarabe, because it's wide, the anisen is why I'm going to go around it, because that's a body of water. I don't walk through a body of water. I walk on a sidewalk. So even though Mishmori Chitzoni, you would say, what do you mean? If it's wide, you go around it. If it's wide, why would you take a detour? You want to take a shortcut. Well, what the Gemara means, I understand, is that Dalal Amis Akufe Makfile, because it's wide and it's looked upon as a body of water, that you're not going to go through it. I have my dignity. I'm not going to walk through water. So you would think that only when it's not wide, Dalal Amis. But Hechadava Dalal Amis, when it's wide 4, Akufe Makfile. So the Chiddush is that no, that even when it's wide 4, still, it's considered a hiluch shel rabim, and some people at least go through it, or you don't say this word, that people go around it. Rav Ashi Omar, another teretz. Itzich. You need it twice. Salkadait Chamini, you would say, you might think, Hanimili Hechadahavid Dalit. You would say that when it is Dalit Tfochim, in width, not in width, in length, it's Dalit Tfochim. So then I go through it. I'm not going to take a leap and jump Dalit Tfochim. So when it's Dalit Tfochim in length, in the direction I'm walking, I'm not going to take a big leap. I'm going to walk through it. So then it's a makom of hiluch shel rabim. Aval heiche deloy have albo. But if it's not Dalit Tfochim, so I'll just jump over it. It's a puddle that's one tefach. That's 5 inches. So what am I going to do? I'm going to walk through it. That makes it hiluch shel rabim. No, I'm going to jump over it. You would jump over it. Kamash alone that no, there are some people that walk through it, and that's sufficient to make it a hiluch shel rabim and a reshus rabim. And Rav Ashi l'shitosoi, that even though it might not be so comfortable and he'd rather jump over it, so why go through it? The fact that some people do it makes it shel rabim. Rav Ashi l'shitosoi, the Omer Rav Ashi, Hayman dezog v'noch agud de gamla. If someone throws something and it lands on a guda de gamla, guda de gamla, zok Rashi, is a daf, a panel of a gesher, of a bridge. Now, it's separated from the rest of the panels of the bridge because it's sticking up. So, hayman de zorek v'nocha guda de gamla, mechayev, he's still considered chayev, that is Zoyrek and Dalal Amis in the Shus Rabim. Even though nobody walks on that panel, why would a person walk on a panel that's sticking up on a bridge? You make sure you skip over that panel. You don't want to hurt yourself. But there are some people that do step on it, so they don't mind that it's not a straight panel like the rest of the bridge. So Hayman de Zoyrek, v'noch agudet de gamle mechayev, shage rabim boykin boy. People are the Meister Boykan, they do step on it. Zok Rashi, he's chayev va'avagav de'ika de mifsu pasi. There are people that jump and skip over it. V'loy manchi karayu alayu, and they don't put their feet on it. Ika tuve davri alayu. There are many. So it is a machlis d'shoinim. If it means many that go in it, that makes it rishus rabim, or even the sum is enough to make it rishus rabim. Rashi says ika tuve davri alayu, and that makes it rishus rabim. So just like the panel on the bridge is considered a chelik rishus rabim, even though there are people that skip over it. So too over here with the puddle, even though it's not dalit, even though there are people that skip over it, but there are enough people that walk through it, that's the chiddush in the tzveit of the kak to tell me that it's considered the makam shel rabim. Zok the Mishnah, ha'zorek min hayam liyabosho. If someone throws something from a yam we said is a karmelus, liyabosho to the dry land, which is a reshus rabim, or you throw something from the Rishus Rabim to the Yam, to the Carmelis. Uminayam l'svina, or the Yam, which is a Carmelis, to a Svina, to a boat, which assuming is a Rishus HaYochid. Uminasvina l'yam, or from the Rishus HaYochid, the boat, into the Yam, into the Carmelis. All these are not considered from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabim, but rather a Carmelis to Rishus Rabim, or a Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid. Zog the Gemara, zog the Mishnah, umin asvina lechaverto, or we throw from one ship to another ship, and we're assuming that the two ships are from the same person, then it's potter. Because you're allowed to throw from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid. When it's someone else's, so even though it's Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid, there's a shvus. You're not supposed to throw into someone else's Rishus. But Akoponim, minasvina lechaverto yepota. Maybe it's also if it's a shvus, if it's el chaverto, not owned by you. But the point is, it's reshus yochid, reshus yochid. Zok the Mishnah, svinas kshuga zu bezu. If you have two ships that are tied together, mitaltlin mizu lezu, you're allowed to carry from one to another. Obviously, if it's owned by the same person. Or if it's two people, and there's an air of chatzeris that you made amongst the two ships. So svinois akshuras zu bezu metaltim izulazu im ein akshuras, if they're not tied together, even though they're next to each other, they're makif one another, because if assuming it was from two people and you made an Erev, once it's bottled the Erev, so then it's mafsik the caramelist is mafsik it and it's bottled the Erev. So then you cannot carry from one to another. Now the yam we said is clearly a caramelist. The Rishonim discussed, the Meiri says, why is a yam not a Rishus Rabim? After all, there's many ships, many ships in the yam. It's a makam of Rabim. So he says, it's not noyach to go over there. It's not the derech of Bnei Odom to go over there, so it's not a Rishus Rabim. Why is it not a Rishus Yochid? Because after all, this yam has a border by the beach. It goes up 10 tvachim. It goes deep 10 tvachim, right? There's a slope. Now, if the slope is not within Dalai Lama's or Ein Chlami, then it's not a wall. But assuming, let's say, it's an ocean that it does slope 10 tvachim within Dalai Lama's, so then it should be a clear koisel all around the borders by where it hits the dry land. So why is it not a Rishus Yochid? The Chor is Mukha Mechitzes. So the Ritva says, it's Mechitzes She'en Anikoros. You need Mechitzes Anikoros. Just like we said yesterday, Peres Mevat Mechitza, some Rishonim say, it's felt in Heker, the Magid Mishnah, it's felt in Heker, you don't see the Mechitzes. Mayim is not Mevat Mechitza. You need Mechitza Nikoros. So by the Yam, it's not called Mechitza Nikoros. Or he says, it's too far from the middle of the ocean. I don't see the coastline to be considered a Mechitza. So Mela, it would not be considered a Shusay Yochid. Now obviously, if it's not Mislaket B'Toch Dalet, so then it's obviously not a Mechitza. Mr. Buru brings the Magen Avraham in Shin Mem Hei, Legabe Oceans, Legabe Erevin, if we be considered Mislaka B'Toch Dalet. Zok the Gemara Itmar, Sfina, if you have a ship, Ravuna Omar Moitzin Emeno Ziz Kol Shum Emala, you take a Ziz, you take a little a lid, and you make a Heker. If you want to take water from the ocean into the ship, it's from a karmelis into the Rishus HaYochid. So you need to have a heker that you shouldn't carry from another karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. So you're allowed to place a ziz and be mamala the water into the ship. That's one shita. That's Ravuna shita. Rav Chizdev Rabbi Ravuna Amri Oysa Mokam Arbo. You have to build a area of four tvachim, a mokam arbo, and you memala through that. Now, this small area, Zokt Rashi, is a cholol dalet, muka mechitzes ktanis, it has small mechitzes, and the mechitzes tluyos, these hanging mechitzes that are less than 10 tvachim, are matir to draw water from the ship, from the water into the ship. But you need a mokam arba that's muka mechitzes ktanis. Tois says over here, Argus and Rashi, you need mechitzes gvoya yud. Rashi says mechitzes ktanis, v'chore, it means that mechitzat luya is mater, either because pitikri yorid v'soysim, the Meiri says, so it's considered like you have it, or you taka don't need mechitzas. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. But upon him, Rashi says you need mechitzat ktanas to be able to draw water.
Where do you have these mechitzas?
You by the wall of the ship, you make a mechitza, a panel going this way and this way, close it off, three mechitzas, which are dalet tvachim from another, and they, even on mechitzat ktanas, they're not yud. Either it works through because pitika, but the point is, then you can draw water in that little cubby that you created against the ship, and you draw water. What is the yisayim machlokes? Is it this kolshu, just a little something sticking out is enough, or you need an actual mechitzas, or you need a dalet? Zok the Gemara, Ravuna ma'moytzi amen is this kolshu ma'malik kusava karmelis ma'agam mashchinon. Where does the karmelis start? Karmelis starts at the ground of the ocean. If it starts at the ground of the ocean, so above 10 tvachim, it's not a karmelis anymore. Just like Rishus Rabim is not oilad rakia, Rishus Rabim stops after 10 tvachim, so karmelis also is a mokum ptur. So once it's not anymore a karmelis, so really you can draw the water. It's not from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. You just need a ziz as a heker. People don't know what you're doing. So mainly need a ziz as a heker. But really you're not taking from a karmelis. Va'avira mokum pturu. That's sufficient.
You make this cubicle around for tvachim.
Karmelis starts from the top of the water. Karmelis doesn't start from the bottom of the water, so it's a true karmelis. It's not above yud.
It's misfas maya mashchiron because we look at the ground and the maya agas michti. We look at it all filled up, the water and the ground all the way to the top.
If you're not going to make this hecker of arba, real arba with mechitzas, come metaltle me kamlis to shus yochid. You're being metaltle from kamlis to shus yochid. And that means it's rabbanon, correct? So that's what you have to have. Rotei says true proper mechitzas. Rashi says mechitzas ktanas mukav dalad. Maybe it works as pitika, but upon him, it's the kamlis doesn't start in the ground in the ocean. It starts by the top. So mele you have a problem. You're taking from kamlis to shus yochid. All you have sufficient is to put out a ziz. Sometimes you'll be traveling in the ocean with not 10 deep. If it's not 10 deep, so from the ground, it's not above 10. The whole reason why you say ziz is enough, because when you're taking the water, you're drawing above 10 because it starts from the ground. But if it's not so deep, if it's only 8 deep, then you're drawing from the carmelis. So how could this suffice? No. A ship doesn't go in an area, a body of water that's not 10 tefachim deep. You know, the front of the ship has that part that goes up. What's that called? You know, the front of the ship. The stern, the hull, whatever that's called. The part that goes up. So that part could be in on deep waters. Because the whole reason why it doesn't go in less than 10 is because you don't want to get stuck on the floor. You know, you have a rowboat, something, you don't want to go too close to the shore, you get stuck. Well, the top of the ship has that part that goes up. It turns upward like an arch. So that part could be less than 10. And what if you drew water from there? It's la'olam, it could be less than 10. You don't have that klal that it's automatically deeper than 10. So you're taking from a kamelis. Why would this work? V'amusha islay. You have people that go in little rowboats or people with sticks, and they feel it in front, even by that part that goes up. They make sure that it's deep enough. They don't want to be stuck, so they ready poke sticks into the water to make sure that it's 10 deep. So even the Mursha part is for sure going to be 10 tefachim above from the ground, so you're not taking from the carmelis.
You have to build this panels for Tvachim. And you memala, and you draw the water from there because he holds kamala starts from the top. Where are you going to throw out the dirty, the spoiled water? Where are you going to throw out putrid water?
Rashi says water that you use to wash dishes.
Where are you going to pour that out? You can't pour from the Shus Yochid into the carmelis, and you can't put it down the same panels that you built, because that's disgusting. You're drawing water to drink, and now you're pouring dirty water the same panels. You pour it down the walls of the sphina. The walls of the sphina, even without panels, is not directly into the carmelis, because I'm pouring it down the panels. And koichoi is only putting it on the panels, and koyach koyach is putting it into the water. So it's not me putting it into the carmelis. Down the panels, it's mutter. So gemara the sholei adafter the svina. Gemara beikar koyach lemais. It's my koyach. It's not me directly. Forget koyach koyach. It's not me directly. It's my koyach. So koyach lechayre back. It should be also. And to the gemara koyach be carmelis legozru. We're not gozer koyach be carmelis. So since carmelis only geshus the rabbonon, you'll have to pour the spoiled water down the panels of the ship, and that's considered koichoi, and koichoi becomes like osgu.
We'll stop over here about a moment.